Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today we are continuing our look at the letter from the Doctrine of, from the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. And we talked about yesterday, and it's important for us to understand that a lot of people, especially on social media, who call themselves good Catholics, can be very snide and sarcastic when they when something comes out that they don't like. And this is one of the problems that came out with this. There was someone who made a statement, I forget who it was, and maybe it's just as well that I didn't say who it is, but, you know, now can a godparent show up in heels and earrings? You know, that's a snide and nasty statement. And that's an important consideration, because we need to look at what the document actually says. And since the document is in Portuguese and Italian, I have a feeling the people making these snide and nasty statements do not read either language. As you know, I do read Spanish and Portuguese, as well as English, obviously. And so I read the original document. So I don't read Italian, but I don't need to read Italian, so, because it's also in Portuguese. So one of the questions was asked in light of yesterday was, can a transsexual, and remember in English we call them transgenders, can a transsexual be a godparent or a godfather or godmother of baptism? Now, we have to understand what the role of godparent is. A godparent has to be a confirmed practicing Catholic, which means, number one, they have to be baptized. Number two, they have to be confirmed, which is the second of the three sacraments of initiation. The third is communion. But they also have to be practicing Catholics. So that means that they have to be going to church regularly and living the Catholic faith. And this question comes up more often than not, but not to deal with anyone in the transgender issue. It deals with people of other Christian religions. And I've been yelled at over this because it's canon law. So someone will come and say, oh, I want to be a godparent. And or I want so-and-so to be a godparent. And says, well, is so-and-so a Catholic? Well, no, they're not. And then I get the phone call from the person. Says, well, Father so-and-so allowed me to be a godparent. Well, that's good. But I don't happen to be Father so-and-so. I am Father Carr. So I'm going to say no. I don't put it that way. But I explain that that's canon law, and that's what I have to do. And I said there are certain things I can work around that doesn't happen to be one of them. So I make that clear. Now, one of the things that, as you see in this, is this understanding that if we are talking about someone being a godparent, the question is if they are transgender, or the word used is transsexual, can they be a godparent? Well, you have to realize that just anyone off the street can't be a godparent. They have to be confirmed practicing Catholics. So that means that's the other part of this. And the answer to the question is yes, provided they are confirmed practicing Catholics. Now, it's kind of interesting the way that works out, because, I mean, I've had people almost in tears sitting in my office looking for a letter for another parish because someone they know has asked them to be a godparent, and the pastor over there requests you know, some kind of letter saying that they will be a good godparent. And they come and they ask me, and they say, can you write the letter? I said, actually, I need to know what they're looking for because every parish has their own qualifications. And you may say this is what they want, but I have to see the letter because the parish next door may want something different and you're not there and I maybe I've dealt with them. So I always have to ask that question. So I ask them to bring the documents. Sometimes it will be, you know, does this person attend Mass on a regular basis? Or it will be, you know, just to send a confirmation certificate, or it'll be whatever the case may be. And so I've got to testify to what is written in the document, but it's based on each particular parish. So if someone came to me and maybe was transsexual and wanted to know if they could qualify to be a godparent, I would have to look at all of that stuff. We'll be back right after this. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we're talking about this document from the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. So the question will always be, are you a practicing Catholic? Now, one of the things I'll do, for example, maybe I'm giving away some of my inside baseball, but someone will come to me and they'll say, you know, I'd like a letter saying I go to church regularly at the parish. And I'll ask, well, what parish do you go to? What church, what mass do you go to? Oh, I go to the morning mass. These are always the dead giveaway. Oh, really? Okay. What time in the morning? Well, you know, in the morning. Yeah, I know. We have three masses in the morning in two different languages. So which one you go to? Oh, I go to the English language mass. Oh, okay. And what language is that? And I mean, what time is that? Well, you know, it's in the morning. Then I know the person does not attend mass. That's how I know. And you know, I just say, I'm sorry, I can't write the letter for you. Sometimes I will have a letter. People will come and they'll want me to write a document saying that they are attending Mass. And this isn't for sacramental issues. It might be for immigration, which I haven't had one of those in a long time. And I'll do exactly the same thing. What Mass do you go to? Oh, I go to the morning mass. Now, if they can't answer my question, I will say to them, can I write a letter for you? Yes, I can. And it wouldn't be worth the paper it's printed on because, let's face it, you don't go to Mass here. You're not telling me the truth. And I'd have to reflect that, and it wouldn't be the paper, wouldn't be worth the paper it's printed on. Go to someone who can tell you, who can write something that is true in the letter for immigration. Because let's face it, if they were to call me on the stand and say, and I wrote something that wasn't true and I had to testify that against that, then that would be a problem for both of us. You'd automatically lose your case. So, and I would be in trouble. So no. And so that's one of the things I'll always do. I'll always find a way to, if I don't recognize, because, you know, I have a whole bunch of people in from different parts of the world who attend Mass. So if I don't recognize them right away, I may ask some questions. And I will know, right? I asked one person one time, can you describe the person who celebrates the Mass you attend? And, oh, yeah, I'm trying to remember, Father. And I'd say, well, does he have blonde hair? Yes, yes, he does. Good. That's not, then you don't go to Mass here because I'm the one that celebrates the Mass and I don't have blonde hair. Have a good day. But you need to do that. Another thing I do, which is also a little bit of inside baseball, is I say, you know, I'd like to have the child baptized. What Mass do you attend? And usually what I'm looking for is that they'll not so much tell me what Mass that they attend, but they'll give away whether or not they attend Mass. And usually they'll tell me. you know, in a way that lets me know whether or not they attend Mass or not. Well, you know, I don't go to Mass at St. Anthony. I go to another parish, but all my family is from this parish, and we attend such and such a Mass. And I can tell, you know, right away how legitimate it is or not. And these are things you want to do. So all of that applies in light of this document. So there are people on X and other things that are saying, now anyone can be baptized. No, that's definitely not in the document. You have to determine that the person is serious about being a godparent and person is serious about living their faith if they're an adult wanting to be baptized. If you can't find those two things, then you just say, well, you know, now is not the time. And I have no problem with saying that. I have no problem with saying that about the Eucharist. During COVID was a wonderful time to say that. And you've got some of the people who are really nasty and some of their seeking the rules. And they'll say, you know, we have to tell these people not to receive communion. No, the real response is to explain to them, do they have a, you know, to help them understand exactly what they're receiving when they're receiving the Eucharist, and remind them it's perfectly acceptable to understand that now is not the time. If there is church teaching that you absolutely disagree with and you feel that you cannot ever accept this church teaching, then maybe now, you know, say, for example, on abortion or something like that, now is not the time to receive communion, because you never want to receive communion on your terms. You always want to receive communion on God's terms. But you bring all that to prayer and you ask the Lord to enlighten you, to help you understand what it is the church teaches that you have a problem with, and work through on that sense. And these are the important things we need to look at. And one of the issues we're dealing with the church is the people who just follow these rules and yell at people for not following the rules. You need to explain. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday.